Oh, the dreaded word of laundry. That is something that some people enjoy, but I feel like most people just dread doing laundry and they let it pile up. And I know we were this way for many, many years. We would have the laundry pile up and then we would usually wait until like Saturday and then we would do laundry all day on Saturdays, and then we would be cleaning at the same time, and we were just holding everything to the weekend. But then what it was doing is it was causing this dread of getting to the weekend, and you'd have this like push-pull of being excited for the weekend, but also not looking forward to spending an entire day just cleaning and catching up on laundry. And we have since switched that, so we are now able to build doing laundry into our daily routines. We're able to build our cleaning process into our daily routines, where the weekends are just for us. The weekends are for fun. We are traveling, we are hanging out, we're doing things we enjoy. The weekends no longer have to be cleaning and catching up on laundry. And one of the ways that we have been able to do that are using these tips that I want to share with you today. So today I want to share with you 6 ways to start enjoying laundry routine. Yes, that's what I said. You can actually enjoy it. So let's get started with today's episode. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. One of the reasons I wanted to do this episode today is because laundry is a big thing. I mean, we all have it. We all go through it. Some of us have more than others, but it's always a task that needs to be done. There's just no way around it. Unless you're hiring somebody to do your laundry for you, you have to be doing your laundry. So since we spend so much time doing laundry, there's got to be ways that we can actually enjoy it so it doesn't feel like this dreaded task and we don't have to avoid it so much. When we can actually make it be something, maybe it's not fun, but we actually don't mind the process, it makes it so much easier and you stop putting it off and you can actually keep up on your laundry. It is a game changer. So the first thing that I want to share with you is if you are starting from a kind of messy or disorganized laundry space, I want you to go back to episode 43. It is for a 4-step method to declutter and organize any space. And I want you to use the steps in that episode to clear out your laundry room or your laundry area. So that is step 1, is to clear it out. So make sure that you are starting in a space that is clean and feels fresh and inviting, and you're not going into a space that's messy and overcrowded, and is that in itself is going to make the process feel a little daunting. So when you can clear out that space and have this nice, fresh, bright space, then it doesn't make it so bad when you go in to do your laundry. Number 2, get yourself some sorting baskets. These do not have to be fancy. They can be very basic laundry baskets. Now, we have like an old shelving unit that we just slide 2 baskets in there. Now, I know some people sort like whites, lights, darks, and then denim, and we don't do that. We just keep it to 2 baskets. We have whites and lights, and we kind of just combine them, and then we have a darks, and that's pretty much all we do. I'll separate like blankets and things like that when it's time to wash like bedding and everything like that. But most of the time, if it's bedding, it just kind of sits next to the basket until I throw it in there. We just stick to the 2 baskets, and we have a shelving unit that they slide right in. So we are able to just stack them on top of each other. So it doesn't take up a whole lot of space, and we're able to just put those baskets in. And when I bring the laundry down, we don't usually have all the laundry just sitting in those baskets. Because we have 1 centralized laundry basket in our upstairs between the bathroom and the bedrooms. And so what we do is I'll bring, when during my home routine, I'll gather up the laundry and bring it all down with me at the same time. And then I sort it into the baskets, and that's when I start the load. And so that is what we do. You'll have to find what works best for you when you're using this, and especially if putting a load of laundry in as part of your daily seven home routine, that is really important to be able to have a process that works really well for you and you have a system to go to. So I highly recommend having some sorting baskets so that you can feel like organized when you bring your laundry down, sort it all out, so then you know exactly how many loads you have. And you can just kind of feel good about being able to know exactly what's next. So it doesn't seem so daunting when it's just this big heap, but you can kind of get it sorted and organized and you're ready to go. Number three is to get a detergent that you enjoy. Now, this might be some really smelly, chemical-filled laundry detergent. I know myself, like I love the smell of certain Tides, and I know it's horrible for you and some people are probably cringing right now, but you will be happy to know that we have been trying to switch things over to more natural items. So I have heard really good things about Molly's Suds, and so that's what we're giving a try right now. And because it's a shift, we were using the pods, which again are probably so bad, but don't yell at me. So we tried the Molly's Suds, and that's what we've been using, and I actually do really like it, but it's a powder. So what we did is we got this, I think it's the Anchor brand jar from, I believe it was Walmart, and it just has like a glass lid on it, and it's just this like big canister jar. And so we pour the powder in there and have a little scoop in there, so we're able to just, you know, scoop out the laundry detergent. And even though it's something little, I think the jar was like $5, it's something little, but it makes it a little bit fancier. It makes it a little bit more fun to go down and do laundry rather than digging in boxes or like bags or things like that for your laundry detergent. When it's set up nice and pretty, it makes it a little bit more enjoyable to do laundry. So when you are going through this step, make sure you not only get the detergent that you enjoy and you like smelling, but also make sure it's in a container that makes you feel good and it makes the space pretty. It does work. I'm telling you, it actually makes a difference. So it's just nice. Number four is to set up a folding space and a hanging space. This can be a total game changer if you do not have this yet. And if you don't have a lot of space, that is totally fine. So we lived in an apartment for many, many years. We actually had a folding space. There was a countertop at our apartment and we were able to fold, and then there wasn't a hanging space. So what we would do is we would do the folding space and then we would take all of the hanging clothes and we would bring them in a basket to our bathroom, and then we would hang them on the shower curtain. Excuse me. And that is where we would hang them for any hang dry items. Now, if you have a small space, you could do this as well. We made it work for many years, but now that we have a bigger space in our basement to do our laundry, we have the, we actually don't even have a countertop anymore. We probably should get one down there, but the dryer is sitting right next to a chest freezer. And so I just use the chest freezer and the dryer as my folding space because they're sitting right next to each other. It totally works. And then we are able to just have that space to fold. And then we have a like rack that is just this pipe across, you know, wooden beams. I don't know. It looks homemade. It was here when we moved in, but it works really, really well. And it's just this hanging rack. And I know you can buy them too, but if you are scrappy, you could make your own. And you just have this hanging rack that's right there. So as I'm pulling things out of the dryer or out of the washing machine, I'm able to immediately fold them or hang them up, whether they are dry or they're wet and need to hang dry. But as I'm pulling them out, I'm getting them on hangers or getting them folded right away, which makes putting everything away a whole lot easier. So that is definitely something that I would recommend doing. If you have space to set up your own folding space or hanging space, it just makes a big difference. And I know there's like even things on Amazon where if you really have no room at all, you can get those like racks that are like collapse against the wall, and then you can pull them down and use them. Those would work as an option too if you really need to, but just be a little bit innovative and use what you have for now. Don't worry about going out and buying anything, but see what you have around your house that would work for in the meantime, and be able to set up your own folding space and hanging space, at least a folding space for sure. Like that makes a big difference when you don't have to be bending over or, you know, dumping all your laundry out on the floor or on the bed, trying to get everything folded. When you can stay standing and fold it as it comes out of the dryer, it makes a big difference. And then number 5 is to have a put away basket. So this is different than your baskets for sorting the dirty laundry. This is when you have a basket next to your dryer, and as things come out of the dryer, you are able to fold them into your stacks. And then when you are doing your like socks and underwear, things like that, you can put them right into the basket. And I don't even worry about sorting everything. I should pause for a quick second. We have all of the like bedroom, linen closet, all of that stuff is all in the same general area upstairs. So we will separate like the towels and everything for the downstairs, for like the kitchen area and everything. We'll separate those. But then otherwise, when I'm folding stuff, I just stack like all of my, like Tony and my clothes together. And I don't worry about sorting it all out until I get upstairs. I just fold it, make sure it's folded. That's more important to me. I make sure it's folded, get it stacked. And then when I bring it upstairs, then I just quickly separate everything and put it into the closets. It works really well for me. If you haven't tried that, that might be a good way of doing it, where it doesn't seem overwhelming trying to like separate everything as it comes out. Just stack it up and then separate it as you are putting it away. It works really well. But having that put away basket allows you to make sure that as you are bringing things out of the dryer, if they're the loose items, they can just go straight into the put away basket. And then once you are done folding everything, you can just take all the stacks that you have, drop them into the basket, and carry it up with you. Or I mean, I keep saying up because I'm going upstairs, but you can carry it with you to go put it away, and it just makes it so much easier. And then you have number 6, which is listen to something that you enjoy. When it's time to do laundry, I usually have a podcast that I'm listening to that I always enjoy podcasts, whether they are anywhere from like religious podcasts to business podcasts to personal ones. Like I have a very wide range. Sometimes it's true crime, but I have a very wide range of interests when it comes to podcasts. And so a lot of times, like I want to not be listening to podcasts just all day long, but when it comes time to my cleaning routines, like when I get into my daily 7 home routine, a lot of times I'm putting on a podcast, which means I am listening to a podcast that I enjoy while I'm doing laundry. And when you are doing that, it kind of just makes it an enjoyable task to be able to be listening to something you enjoy while you're doing laundry, and it doesn't seem so bad. So that is my last tip there. And actually, I'm going to add a little bonus here is I know it's not always possible, or it doesn't feel possible all the time, but I strongly, strongly encourage you that if you have a habit of pulling laundry out of the dryer and just shoving it into a basket and then thinking that you'll get to it later, and then all of a sudden like life happens and you realize that you're just trying to pull clothes out of the basket and it gets messy and you're trying to find socks and you can't find any and it just becomes a nightmare, I strongly encourage you to stop doing that. Use the basket as your put away basket once it's already folded and socks are already matched. So every time a load comes out of the dryer, I know it feels daunting, but just take a couple extra minutes to get everything folded or hung and get the socks matched. Because then if you're doing one load at a time, it is so much faster to focus on one load to dry and match socks than having to take the time to sit down and fold and match for 5 or 6 different loads. that's a big task. And no wonder you're feeling like you're drowning in laundry. Like when you can just take a couple extra minutes, and I guarantee you that if you are being really cognizant of the time you're spending other places, you're going to be able to take the couple extra minutes to be able to fold it as it's coming out of the dryer, and it's going to make you feel so much better. It's going to make you feel like you're on top of things. It's going to make you feel like you have some control back. Like, it is a really good feeling, but it does take intention if you're used to just putting it into a basket and letting it sit for a while. But once you get into the habit of just folding it as it comes out, you will be so much happier, and it's just going to become routine where you're not even going to think about it, and it's not going to be as dreaded of a task because it's easier. So let's recap those six ways to start enjoying your laundry routine. Number one, clear it out. Make sure that you have a nice fresh space to start, and go back to episode 43 if you need help getting rid of the clutter and getting the space organized. Number two is get yourself some sorting baskets for your dirty laundry. You only need two. You need one for lights and whites, and you need one for darks. You can have more if you have space for it, but I recommend at least doing two to be able to bring your laundry in, sort it out, and then get started so it's not so daunting. Number three, get yourself a detergent that you really enjoy. Enjoy the smell, put it in a fancy jar if you need to, but find a detergent that you actually enjoy using and makes you a little happy when you smell it. Number four, set up a folding space and a hanging space if you can, but definitely a folding space. And get scrappy, use what you have on hand if you need to, but make sure that you have a space that you can easily and quickly fold your laundry when it comes out of the dryer. Number five, have a put away basket handy where it is easy to take the laundry and go and put it away pretty quickly once you pull it out and get it folded. Number six is take time to listen to something you enjoy. Find a podcast you enjoy or music that you're listening to, but find, or maybe this is your time to actually just have some peace and quiet and silence. Just savor it. Like, if that's your time, that is your time. But find something that you enjoy about the time that you're doing laundry, because we spend a whole heck of a lot of time doing laundry and we really want to find ways to make it enjoyable since we're going to be doing it for a lot of hours in our lifetime. And also the bonus tip of making sure that you do your very, 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 very best to be folding every load that comes out as it comes out and matching those socks as they come out so that you don't have to go back to a mountain of clean laundry and it's already taken care of, and it just makes you feel so much more accomplished and so much better about staying on top of your laundry. If you need more support and some bonding between other women that are just in it and trying to stay on top of everything, or are also feeling overwhelmed with all of the things on their plates, come join us in the Facebook community. We would love to have you in there. You can join us at facebook.com/groups/the Routine Advantage Community. We are always talking about fun things in there and how we can just make our lives a little bit easier. And I would love to see you in there. So I hope this episode was helpful for you, and I will see you on the next one. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.